On today's Smart 7, thousands pay their respects to Sinead O'Connor, PSNI data breach and lots more. It's Wednesday the 9th of August, it's National Book Lovers Day and happy birthday Anna Kendrick.
The Smart 7, it's news but not the news.
Sinead O'Connor's final standing ovation took place on Tuesday morning. Thousands of people lined the Strand Road in the County Wicklow town of Bray to pay their last respects as the singer's funeral cortege slowly passed the seafront before heading to a private burial service. As the hearse paused in front of a house where she'd lived for 15 years, locals, fans and people who travelled to be there cheered and sang her most famous songs. Irish musician Liam O'Manley was amongst the crowd.
She shook the foundations of many aspects of what we call society. You know, she shook the foundations of that and made people look again.
The singer's life was celebrated in a private ceremony which was attended by President Higgins and the Taoiseach, as well as her family and close friends. Muslim funeral prayers were led by Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, chief imam at the Islamic Centre of Ireland. Her fans were clear on why they turned out in such numbers to mark the iconic Irish singer's last journey.
It's a moment in history, and Sinead was such a powerful Irish woman, and she stood for people who were minorities and were kind of the underdogs.
In what's been called a monumental data breach, the names, rank and location of every member of Northern Ireland's police force were published online on Tuesday. The data was published in human error by the PSNI in response to a Freedom of Information request and was made available online for about 3 hours on Tuesday afternoon. The PSNI said the information published does not include home addresses of its members, but with ongoing terrorist threats facing officers serving in Northern Ireland, the extensive data breach has resulted in calls for a full inquiry. Assistant Chief Constable Chris Todd said PSNI is working to mitigate any security risks.
I absolutely do appreciate those concerns. I've written to all of my colleagues across the whole of the service this evening, explained to them the actions that we're taking, given them information to help them further protect their own personal security and those around them. And we will listen to the concerns of all of our colleagues individually and address any concerns that are raised.
On day 531 of the invasion of Ukraine, President Zelensky hit back at Russia's resistance to his country joining NATO. His comments came as Ukrainian special services claimed to have foiled an attempt by Russian hackers to penetrate the Ukrainian Armed Forces combat information system. And on Tuesday, at least 7 people were killed and over 80 injured in an attack on a civilian building in the city of Pokrovsk in the Donetsk region. In his continuing push to get NATO membership for Ukraine, Zelensky accused Russia of pushing back on allowing their membership to justify their actions to Russian society.
Russia should be grateful if Ukraine is in NATO, since Ukraine will never come to their territory in the future. Russia says it is fighting NATO on the territory of Ukraine to justify their actions to the Russian society. But in truth, it is because they don't understand how their large army cannot defeat Ukraine on the battlefield.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the US is in regular contact with West African leaders after Niger's coup. With reports of 1,500 Wagner fighters recently sent to Africa, Blinken told the BBC the Russian mercenary group is taking advantage of the instability. Niger hosts French and American military bases, and up to now, the country has been seen as a key partner in the fight against jihadist insurgents in the region. Speaking to French media on Tuesday, Blinken said the US is engaged with European and African partners to help restore order in Niger.
We are behind the efforts of ECOWAS to try to restore constitutional order in Niger. We are opening up diplomatically to support their efforts.
Still to come on the Smart 7, David Harper can't say grandma and a new horror series hits the screen.
Right after this.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome back.
You know, it's nearly the end of the summer holidays when the new football season begins in earnest. Southampton suffered a shock defeat to Gillingham in the first round of the English League Cup. Meanwhile, Wolves sacked their manager Julen Lopetegui just days before the start of the new Premier League campaign. The top flight has been ransacked by the Saudi Pro League over the summer, but Premier League chief executive Richard Masters isn't worried about big-name players departing for the desert. Despite the Saudis spending huge sums of petrodollars, Masters insists the Premier League is still the place to be.
It's a really long road that the Saudi Pro League has got to go on. They're investing in players and managers at the moment, but it needs a lot more than that. English football has history and tradition. It has packed stadia. So all those things go towards making a league successful. And it's not easy, and it's very competitive.
David Harbour revealed how he shut down a whole day of filming Stranger Things after getting the giggles on set. Harbour, who plays Jim Hopper, told how it took 3 hours to get through one scene where every time he said the word grandma, he'd burst out laughing. In an interview with Radio 1, he explained what happened when the directors and co-stars got so mad at him for being unable to keep his cool.
It's your grandma.
Oh, my God.
Your mom called. She needs you home right away.
Is everything okay?
No, I don't think so. It's your grandma.
What?
Oh, my God. That was such a tough day. There's like 3 hours of that. I shut down the day.
Get ready for a new horror series. Billed as a fairy tale for grown-ups, The Changeling is based on the best-selling book by Victor Laval. Beginning in a library in Queens, this series is set in a New York you didn't know existed and mixes witches, parenthood and, well, jump scares. Starring Atlanta's Lakeith Stanfield, the newest scary series on Apple TV starts streaming this September.
Would you even know? There's no sun up in the sky. If you crossed into a fairy tale...
A storm is coming.
There are portals in this world that we may never know we've trespassed through. Life is
bad. You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.